T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen at 10 minutes after 5 a.m. It's the early edition of WWL First News on this 20th of February, 2020. 2-2020. It's a lot of twos. It's the day before Friday. Friday Eve.
So. Still no Friday song or Thursday song.
No, we got some suggestions last week of some possible Thursday songs, but none of them made me go, yes, that's what I need to play on Thursday mornings. Yeah. And I'm not sure this morning we'd be playing a celebratory song anyway. Really weird feeling and confusion amongst the crowd after this death of a parade goer at the Knicks procession last night.
First one since 2008.
Yeah, and only the third in recent history. It's rare. It does happen. Witnesses described the woman trying to get throws off of the Knicks float, float number 21. And apparently she was looking up, hollering and screaming, jumping, you know, trying to get the attention of the riders. And after the float had passed, she attempted to go behind the float, apparently to cross back over onto the other side of the street, not realizing, according to witnesses, that it was a tandem float. And there was a second connected float by a trailer tongue to that first float. Witnesses say the second she tripped over the tongue connecting the two floats, and then the second float hit and ran over her.
Yeah, I heard she was going over the hitch there in between the tandem. That's not a big gap, though.
No, it is not. But I understand how when you're looking up at a float and you see the back of it,
yes,
yeah, you think, oh, it's over. The float has passed. And apparently she was not aware that it was a tandem float. And it's not clear from witness accounts if she intended to cross over the tongue hitch and go to the other side, or did not realize that it was even there. Either way, she fell and was run over, and her injuries were so severe that EMS could not even attempt to save her life. She was pronounced dead on the scene. So now you have a situation where you're halfway through a parade, and there's a dead body in the middle of the route.
See, that's a maneuver you can't even attempt if you're a spry 20-year-old. That's a running through a moving tandem float over the hitch.
That's the same way that last fatality happened. It was a rider in Endymion who had jumped off the back of the first part, or one of the parts of a tandem float. That float may have been more than two parts. But he had jumped off the back of one of the floats in the tandem, and the float behind it hit, ran over, and killed him. I was at the Superdome when that happened, and I was on Magazine Street last night when this happened. And in both cases, the immediate response is a lot of confusion and uncertainty. Last night, people did not know whether or not they should continue to parade, continue dance teams. Bands didn't know if they should keep dancing and playing music. Parade goers didn't know if they should keep watching and hollering and screaming and trying to get throws. And as word spread over news alerts and social media and text messages and phone calls, I would say about 90% of the crowd left.
Yeah, I heard all the marching bands, they kept going the entire route, but everyone had cleared out all the way down into the city.
Well, they didn't have much of a choice. All the buses are at the end. And the police told them, they actually took them off of Magazine Street, put them onto Camp Street, walked them about 8 blocks, and then put them back onto Magazine Street after they were well past the scene of the fatal accident. And so, yeah, what you had was dance teams, marching groups.
No floats, though.
Bands.
The floats went back to the... lot, right?
Yeah, they couldn't, obviously the floats could not navigate a turn off of Magazine down a side street and onto camp, which had cars parked all over it. I mean, mm-hmm. so even continuing the floats was not at all an option. There was no route by which they could get them onto the parade at that point. So yeah, you had just, and I think, I continued down the route to see what was happening. And I'll tell you that it took people a while to decide if they were going to stay or they were going to go. But I think when they realized after the fifth, sixth, seventh band or dance team or marching club passed by and there were no more floats, most people decided to go home. Some stayed and cheered on every single band and every single group, thanking them for continuing to parade. Others just went home, either A, because they didn't feel right celebrating, or B, because there were no floats and they didn't want to stay. But it was a very difficult and odd situation. And even the bands and the dance teams, a lot of them didn't want to be there. They didn't want to continue on the parade route, but they didn't really have a choice. I mean, you have all of these bands and all of these kids and all of these women and all of these marchers and all, you know, what are they going to do? Just walk all the way?
See, this is a scenario where doing the parade progress reports was, parades just stall out all the time for a while. And this just, I was watching that and I had no idea what was going on. It just seemed like Knicks was stalled out for an hour.
Yeah. And it kind of was, because then.
But that happens all the time with parades sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get a breakdown, you get a flat tire, you get a broken axle. Things happen all the time that stop parades. But in this case, it was a tragic accident that claimed the life of a woman who walked between the two parts of a tandem float in Knicks halfway through the parade. Thank you, Joshua. We'll talk to you. No fog causing major problems. No convoys, no cones, huh?
Nope.
All right, thank you. We can see fog out there over the Mississippi River this morning. In fact, it looks like a cruise ship is pulling in as we speak. I can barely see it through the fog, though. I just see the lights on top of the cruise ship. Were you at the parade last night? What did you do? Text me at 870-870. If you weren't there, what do you think the right thing to do was? Halfway through the parade, about a third of the way into the route, maybe not even that, a quarter of the way into the route, a woman's run over and killed. I'm Dave Cohen. It's the early edition of WWL First News. We'll get you weather and traffic coming up. Weather and sports is next. Traffic will get you after the news at 5:30. 5:20, Dave Cohen, the early edition of WWL First News. Glad to have you here with us on this morning. After the largest parading crew in the history of Mardi Gras saw its parade having to stop last night after a woman stepped between two floats and a tandem float was run over and killed on Magazine Street along the Knicks parade route. The marching bands, the dance teams, the walking crews went around the scene at police direction and continued to the end of the parade, but only the first 20 floats made the route. None of the floats behind the tragedy continued. Many people are texting me at 870-870 saying that was the right decision, but others say this is a town where we second line at funerals. We should have celebrated in that woman's honor and kept the party going. Got a whole bunch of rain off to our west and foggy conditions along our coast.
Gloomy weather continues today with a 100% chance for rain, so grab that rain gear. We'll be chilly and windy as well with highs of 65 in the morning, fall to lower 50s by the afternoon. For tonight, becoming clear, windy, and colder. Lows on the north shore dropping to 37, the south shore around 43. Now for Friday, a lot of sunshine returns, be windy and chilly with a high of 54. More sunshine on Saturday with a high of 58, and partly cloudy and even warmer on Sunday with highs back in the mid-60s. From your Weather Expert Forecast Center, I'm WWL-TV meteorologist Dave Nussbaum.
Just getting light rain across southeast Louisiana now, but the heavier stuff is not far away in Morgan City, Lafayette, and edging into Baton Rouge. Also have fog in Port Fouchon, visibility just a quarter mile there. Light rain in Slidell. Cloudy and foggy reported at the airport in Kenner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.